Hello.
Good morning, is that Anthony?
Yeah, speaking, yeah.
Francesca calling from INS Law about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah, I'm still good
Yeah?
to talk, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm just out of your walk, man, but I can talk, man, though.
Yeah, did you want me to give you a call back when you get home?
No, it's okay, I can
Yeah,
talk.
you sure?
Just out of peaceful walk, man, though, just try to get out of the house and that.
Yeah, so it's the best thing to do sometimes, isn't it?
Aye, because it kind of drives you crazy, you know, when you're in the house constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you feel a bit stuck, can't you, when you're there all the time?
Aye, you need me for freedom, man. I've kind of caught a wee bug too, man, so I'm trying to kind of walk it off, see if I have
Yeah.
my immune system to fight it off.
Yeah, sometimes fresh air is always the answer.
Aye.
So before we begin, just to take some basic details off you, is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah? So would I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Anthony,
Yeah.
Cash or Robert Finnegan Cashmore.
And it is Anthony TH in the middle, yeah? Yeah.
ENP, no H, no H.
No H.
But I put H in my email, man. No, it's just
That's what
I
I was just
don't know
double
why I
checking.
done that. It was just a stupid thing I just done.
That's okay. And then, is this the best number to contact us, to contact you on?
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
perfect. And then can I grab your date of birth, please?
It's 10/10/1981.
Perfect. And your current address?
159 Main Street, Maidstone, Glasgow.
And your postcode?
3783JU.
It Main Street?
I Main Street,
Yeah.
yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay. And have you been known by any other name? So whilst you're in care beforehand, anything like that?
Just Tony for Anthony, Tony short for Anthony, no.
Just Tony, was it just a nickname or were you down on any documents, anything?
Just Tony and my
Yeah.
nickname Toto, no, and I was a wee boy growing up,
Okay.
just a girl Laura used to call me.
Yeah. And then, would I be able to grab your parents' names, please?
My parents' name is Brian Cat David Cashmore.
Ryan.
Brian.
So Brian, just Brian, yeah?
Yeah,
Yeah. And
Brian.
your mum?
Margaret, a married name now.
Yeah, so the name that she would have had
She got
when you were placed
remarried.
into care, would it have been
Oh, what
Cashmore
is
at the
her name?
time?
Ah, Scobie.
And how do I spell that, sorry?
SCO. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 1B or 2B. I think it's 1B. Scobie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. B. I think it's
B.
1B. Is it
Yeah.
1B? I'm not sure.
That's okay. Is it IE on the end?
I,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And do you happen to recall the address that you were in before being in care? So where you lived, if you were with your parents or like the
25 Lee Avenue. Well, I guess when I get put into care.
So is that where you were in care?
Yeah, I stayed in 25 Lee Avenue.
And do you recall where you were before then?
But where I stayed, yeah.
Yeah, so where your parents
Yeah,
lived.
5 Lee
Yeah.
Avenue, yeah.
5.
5 Lee Avenue.
Yeah, and what area was that?
Neilston, Glasgow. I don't know the postcodes to that address, these addresses.
That's okay.
Can't
As long
seem
as
back.
we. Yeah, as long as we've got the local area, so if when it comes to
Yeah.
contacting the councils, then they're the ones that are more likely to have your any records.
No worries.
And are you registered with the GP at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it...
I don't know that address. I can get you online now, but
Did you know the name of the practice?
I know that's what I need to kind of type in, man, so
Okay.
just to kind of remind me, man, because I've just recently just went to that doctor's, man, I was just trying to memorize it.
Yeah, that's
It's
okay.
like I've been with Medicoaks, I'm mixed up with, was it the Medicoaks, it's the same name as the Medicoaks over Newton Mearns, or the one down in Borehead, it's all got different kind of similar names,
They've all
no?
got, yeah.
I'll get 2 seconds and I'll get the
That's
right
okay.
name.
Thank
Right,
you.
thanks. Neilston Medical Centre, it's called.
On one high street, yeah.
On the what? Is that what it is, the high street?
It says it's on one number one
Airport
high
Drive.
street.
Aye, one high street,
Yeah.
Neilston, Glasgow.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so just so you know as well, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes,
Yeah, that's
okay?
correct, aye.
Yeah. So obviously with this application, I appreciate discussing anything related to this can be difficult and upsetting, okay? So just to remind you to take your time during the call. If you need a break at any point, any extra explanation, support, or if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah. Hello.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make
It's
me
just
aware of?
a lot of head trauma. I'm counting, look,
Yeah.
because I've read in papers that like boxers been hit with the head through their kind of occupation of being a boxer, and then years down the line, kind of fainting and dying. You know, I'm just worrying about that. No,
Yeah.
it's just things that go through my head, man. No, and
That's okay.
it's just a lot of kind of.
There's just a lot going on, isn't there?
Aye, look,
Yeah.
memory, I'm forgetting where I put things, and I'm like, is my memory gonna go for me in years, like a 10 year down the line, man, no?
Yeah, it's just things. It's normal to
It's
be concerned about things like
just
that.
worrying, just common sense, it's just trying to basically have answers and look for answers, man, just to make sense if that does happen, man.
Yeah, no. So like I said, so if at any
It
point
could
if
have been
you need like,
prevented
yeah.
if they'd done what, no surgery, head surgery or something, man, or
Yeah.
X-rays, took X-rays, and they didn't do all that. And every time I keep fighting it, I end up in prison, no.
Yeah. So with that, so if any point during the call, if your memory gets a bit funny or if it's too much or anything, just let me know, okay? If you need my
Yeah.
help trying to recall anything or any places, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, no worries, man.
So with the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll go through your options. I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll discuss the funding and fees and then gather some information then to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
okay, yeah.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Cairn, Scotland prior to the 1st of
Yeah.
December 2004. So with your application, so you've got three available options. So before you decide whether to instruct us, so you can apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. So you apply online and then they send like an application pack to you. Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they work alongside the government and they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that scheme, the solicitors can get up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS Law, we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we
I
don't
don't
take
know if
funding
I
from
should
fees.
really speak out about this because it causes a lot of triggers in people's family lives and that, and all that kind of stigma.
What do you mean, sorry?
Just like that kind of stigma at a base that get accused of that kind of stuff, no? It can cause a lot of anger and their life, no? And repercussions and all that, no?
What
It's
do you
as
mean
if they,
being?
it's cause it's happened to them, they try and turn it on the other people, not to help that person because to show them how they have to get through, you know. It, you know, what causes a lot of, like, there's a lot of drugs in the world, right? And
yeah,
it's like they keep the smashing their heads with, like, ecstasy tablets, but they're not telling them they were ecstasy tablets. But they're putting Viagra and all that in it, man, not to cause
sex offence
to happen and all that kind of stuff.
So with this application, I'll take some details of the care settings you were in, and then we'll take short statements about your time there. And one of the things is the effect that it's had on you since, and things you've noticed and kind of things like that, okay? So
just a hurtful situation to be in for some people, you know? I've kind of years reading about people getting accused of that kind of stuff, you know? And it's quite the stigmatisation and the kind of the bullying towards people, like calling them names and all that, no, high voice and all that, no, I just don't agree with it all, man, no.
So who's doing this, sorry?
No, it's just people that, when I was in prison, people were called, I don't want to say the name, because people can get, like, offended and all that, no, like calling them beasts and all that, man, and that's kind of, that can drive a person to suicidal tendencies, no, to end their life, no, so.
Yeah.
It kind of lowers their self-esteem and all that, and handles their confidence and all that, and I just don't agree with that kind of stuff.
No. So, we'll take some details about all things like that towards the end of the call. So with your options of applying, so you can do it yourself, or you can go with the government legal fee scheme that's listed, or with us.
Yeah.
So with us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just also be able to double check now, have you had any other communication with any of the solicitors regarding an application at all?
No.
No problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of a redress payment. You'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So there's no prior fees or anything like that. Again, it's like no-win, no-fee. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
So it's important to make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of work that we may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I could explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, so what we help with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. Then we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme. We can advise you on any offer made. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well. And then also, if an award is offered, we'll explain the statutory waiver to you. So it's important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
So is that okay? Do you have any questions for me so far?
No, I can really think, you know. I'm just a bit paranoid in case it causes me speaking out about the things that's happened to my life, no, is it obviously.
If it's going to bring anything back, yeah. So regarding that, so the statement we take today, so it'll be a short statement just outlining and any incidents you can recall or base as much as you want to share. And then further down the line, then we'll book in a witness statement with yourself. So that one then will be in more detail, so slightly more depth. So that's booked at a date that you're comfortable already, when you can get the support around you, like to help afterwards. We can also provide you with information about people you can speak to regarding it. And we'll take everything at your own pace. If it gets too much at any point, we can always put it on pause. But after the call today, the witness statements, you won't have to speak about it again for quite some time. But obviously, if you'd rather not today, then that's fine. We could do it a different day, book it in at a different time, put it on pause. You can get in touch with us, like we can work
completely
around you. Just
cause a lot of head injuries. No, it's just trying to remember. It's just what cases. Like,
Yeah,
When
so.
I read up in papers, man, it's like last year I read that I heard these stories, man, reading the paper, and it was a wee boy, man, though, that she could kind of lured up the hill of dams, and it was two guys, and they malfunctioned their brain and studied the actual dam, no, knowing there was roots in the dam, and kind of eagled her own, no, but pushed
Yeah,
her
so.
into the water, and the roots pulled her under, and she died, you know what I mean? And it was the two people that killed her. And they
Yeah.
still walk the streets, no, they never get to jail for it.
I know. So in regards to your head injury, so is this because of stuff that happened to you while in K or
No,
no?
it was school, I was in second year, man. I basically, I went into school and I was hanging about with the right people and going to goals every weekend, and then, basically, I was kind of concentrating bit good in maths and all that, and like German and English, home ec and all that, and then
Yeah.
I kind of got into trouble with the teacher, and then the teacher gave me into trouble for something, no, which I kind of understand, no,
Yeah.
and kind of, I think he kind of didn't want to lose his job, man, no, and it went through that to basically. The teacher done her homework, man, and knew there was kids over in our den. It was kind of what the behavioural problems with house drinking and car thieving and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they were kind of trying to cause distractions to lure me out of school for understandable reasons, no.
Yeah.
And that kind of got me addicted, like, into running about with them and kind of falling into smoking hashes. No, and all that kind of stuff, and that kind of
Yeah.
it just lured me into the kind of roads, and then it's like a long, long story. You've been back to 1981, right up to 2036, no man, my stuff, man. And
Yeah.
then when I try to complain about all the things that was happening in the streets and all that, victim of fraud and all that, man, they were saying it was my fault and all that.
Yeah.
It was tickets. They didn't take on board that was actually they were picking on my naive nature, you know, trying to help them and all that. And if
Yeah.
they were in a situation where, I brought a friend to my mum's house, and I tried to ask that friend to help me. Look, can you basically do us a favour? I've got no bank details. I'm selling tickets on Gumtree. There's the tickets there, and showed you pictures on the. My laptop, see if my mum seen that. My mum
Yeah.
would have basically, like, butted into, no, you're not doing that to your friend. That's, if she knew in her head it was something dodgy, you know, I was trying to do, and we'll talk my friend into doing something dodgy, my mum would butt in and basically be like, no, you're not doing that to your friend, that's out of order. So I was
Yeah.
thinking that in my head, that's what they would do, no, that's what they would have thought. No, so I kind of believed and went ahead with it. And
Yeah.
it basically was a trick, man, no, he kind of wound me in, he kind of, and because I was addicted to methadone, so he was kind of asking me to come round and be all nicey nicey with DS and all that, no drugs, man, he kind of,
Yeah.
as if he was coming across as a nice person, but behind my back he was kind of putting all sorts of money into my bank account and basically stealing it, no, run the cash machines and then setting me up, man. So it was actually my lawyer advised me. My lawyer told me, he's like, Tony, man, I've heard the cases like this before. He's like, what I'm reading up, man, he says there's enough evidence, the jury will find you guilty, you know. So I would just make a deal and just plead to it, you know, and you'll
Yeah.
probably get this amount of time. And I was like, and I took his advice and I just get 6 months, you know. So,
So in
but.
regards to all of this, so with your case settings, so would you be able to like talk me through so where you were placed, how old, why, and then we'll go into then like obviously things like this.
It was just part and parcel of growing up, man. Look, Wayne's been Wayne's, man, no, in a bath at the age of 2 year old, and then we know we your stepbrother and all that.
Yeah, so is this so with your care setting, so where were you placed?
Newfield Resource Centre.
Hayfield. And how old were you?
I How old was that man? I think I was 13 or something.
Yeah, it's just the one in Johnston.
Johnston, aye.
Yeah.
She oh, wait, I'll tell you a lie, man. I wasn't 13. The age would have been second year.
Yeah, as long as we've got, like, an estimate, it's okay.
Because so I kind of went after the in second year after I kind of get kicked out of school.
Yeah, so about 1991-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so was that the only care setting you were in, or were you in others?
It was a kibble before that. The kibble, then I get battered, I get assaulted because I ran away because I didn't like it.
Kibble.
I ran away and I get assaulted and then I get back and then they moved me to Newfield Resource Centre.
So was that the Education and Care Centre kibble or did, like, the Children's Home in Paisley, is it?
Yeah, the Children's Home in Kibble in Paisley.
Okay. And that was beforehand?
Beforehand, yeah.
Before. So you said what, you're about 8 or 9 then?
No, I wasn't 8 or 9. I was in about 17 and I moved back there 2 years. I was about 13, 14, I think.
So with kibble?
I think it was about 13, 14.
So you were in Newfield first?
No, the kibble first. And then I get assaulted, I get my head smashed in, and then I get moved to Newfield Resource Centre.
Okay. So why were you first placed into kibble?
It was just because I was running away from home and that. My mum was worrying and that. I think I was out stealing or something like that, man. Breaking into cars and that. And my mum was, I think it was getting me into trouble, no. I think I was taking, like, car chases and that, running away from my problems, no, and taking it out in cars.
Yeah. And in regards to what happened to you there, so you said that you ended up running away, and why was that?
It was just getting hurt with, it was just basically trying to live under the same roof with my sister, my wee sister, my two stepbrothers, no, they were always arguing, and then it was going to school, I was late just 7, man, I smashed my head off, like, bouncing off a tree, and kind of smashed my temple off a rock, a sharp rock.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting rushed to the hospital, but they saved my head, no, they saved my life, but the work, I couldn't understand it. Eastwood High School, it was too much hard work, man, no, but science work and all that kind of stuff, that puzzled my head.
Yeah.
And I used to sit in the classroom with a ruler kind of hitting it off my head, no, because I couldn't understand that work.
So is this why you ran away from home or why you ran away from kibble?
It was just because my dad wasn't in my life. I was just thinking if my dad was in my life and my mom was with my dad, I couldn't sit down and talk to him about my problems that was happening in my life with my real dad, well, my stepdad, sorry, you know.
Yeah.
And
so
I would always get into it. I mean, I did try and talk to people like my mum about it. I would get into trouble through my mum, man, you know. So it would make me feel unloved and all that kind of carry on.
Yeah. So, in regards to kibble, so what happened whilst you were there?
I just ran out. A boy came up to me and said, do you want to run away? And get mad beside him, no? And I ran away. Then I'm in. I kind of get mad with a drink. I said something cheeky, because he said something cheeky to me. And then it kind of made him turn on me, man, and he was trying to. If it wasn't for a boy that knew me, kind of Gregor Perry, man, he kind of saved my life. They were going to throw me in the river, no, after assaulting my head.
So were you physically assaulted whilst you were there?
I got assaulted when I ran away, yeah. And then I just got took back, but the guy the next day took me straight to the hospital and all my face all smashed in.
So you tried to run away, so they hurt you. You got away anyway, and then they took you back.
You took me back into the police, more than the police took me back to the home, no.
Okay. And what did they do to you because you ran away?
Nothing, man. They just took me to the hospital, man. I got my face and I had to kind of, and then they transferred me to the Kibble, man, to Newfield.
Yeah, so
And I kind of settled in there, all right.
was it the staff at Kibble that hurt you, or was it
It
people?
was just people, I think it was like past family members, like veins, man, who they fought with, who they stayed around, man, and it never been the trigger of that, man, it caused that to happen, no. I'm not 100%, I can't read minds, no, but it's been running my head for years and years trying to find answers, but I've never found the right answer.
Okay, so in regards to the redress scheme, so it's about abuse that you experienced within a care setting. So if the staff
I picked it
or...
up wrong, man. Like, that's just the same, is it? No abuse.
What do you mean, sorry?
Like, while being in care, man, and then you run away and you get, like, serious head assaults.
So was that done?
Abuse,
So,
the psychological harm to the head and that.
because
No, man.
because they didn't look after you, you ran away, and then you ended up getting hurt
Yeah,
because
and
you ran
then put
away.
me at risk, man, but obviously. Maybe I've got it all wrong, man. No, man, maybe I read into things too much, man.
And then you were so then you were taken away from Kibble,
Sorry.
and then so you were removed from Kibble and then placed in Newfield.
Aye, that's true.
And how was your time there?
I settled into Newfield, man. It was all right, man. I kind of.
Yeah, so was there any forms of abuse while you were there?
No, just kind of just buzzing solvents in the room, man. Somebody got me into addicted to buzzing, no hairspray, like deodorant, man, because it goes high, you know. And it made his aunt ended up fighting me, chairman, and I kind of had to stand out in the kind of corridor, man. That was kind of my punishment to stop the fighting.
So did they let you, so you said that like you were using solvents and stuff in your room, so did they let this happen?
I really let that happen. Well, yeah, we'd have done it flyly, no, I don't think they knew about it.
And then you said that you were punished, so you'd get into fights.
But it was just because he. The solvents kind of messed about in my head and that, no, and then I got into trouble and they kind of put me out in the corridor and told me to stay in the corridor. It was just like kind of just try to be a daddy figure, no, man, I think, man, just try to stop his fighting. There were caring people staff in the new field, no.
So, like, instead of asking you, though, like, what was going on, what was wrong, obviously it was because you were using the solvents, they just left you in the corridor, and then that was that.
Basically, aye. And then I think I get put in this. No, I didn't. I didn't get put in the second room. Sorry, my mistake.
So, regarding these statements now, so is there anything that you'd like to add? Any instance you can recall? Anything that you feel that you've not mentioned that you'd like to? Hi, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry,
Okay.
sorry about
That's
that. Just trying to remember everything, man, no.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was writing it down, man, all the things I went through in life, no, but then it get ripped away from me, all my memories, no. I don't know, I think maybe my mom stepped, I'd done it for my own kind of
Yeah.
in better health, no, mental health
So
and that kind of stuff.
with these statements, so for the Kippa one, so you were running away from home all the time and you were getting into trouble, breaking into cars, stealing, so you were placed here. And
Running
then
pain,
you didn't
yeah,
feel like you were
stress.
prop you didn't feel like you were properly looked after, so you ran away, and as a result you were assaulted before being taken back, which is where you experienced the head trauma. And then after you returned there, you were removed and placed at Newfield. Obviously, if you had been cared for and kept safe, you wouldn't have run away. So that wouldn't have happened. Is that right? Yeah. And
But
then, yeah, sorry, go on.
just looked around, but people, it was like Wayne's, it was Wayne's, it was in care, and it was like families that were fighting with my families for past life, no, and they were part of their relations passed on, all the things my family used to do to them, like kidnapping them, taking them up the back road and putting shotguns to their heads and all, they passed on to their Wayne's, and I think that's what kind of triggered, they must have heard these stories growing up. And when I came into care, that's maybe how he's asked me to run away and all that, you know. But
So
planning is most really covering, you know.
you were hurt by other kids in Kibble that was kind of related to previous family issues.
Yeah. Because the relation told me when I get the 4.5 year, I ended up being the person who he's like, I don't like, I didn't like your uncle and all that, no. Growing up, because he took me up the back roads and put shotguns to my head, no. So I kind of put two and two together, is that he's been told growing up, so he was a young boy too, you know. But I can't say it's true, but that's what he was thinking. It's just me kind of over-analyzing things, no, trying to put the puzzle together.
Okay. So whilst you were in Kabul, so they'd take you up the back road and
It
things
was
like
just
that.
my uncle. My uncle was just intimidating people, man. Just been Wayne's, man, no, been growing up, man. And I think back in the olden days, that's what it was like back in the olden days. To put the fear of God into people.
So were you taken up the back road, yeah?
No, I wasn't taking up the back
No.
road. Oh, no. It's
So
just stories I used to hear.
where was it that you were hurt?
I wasn't hurt then. Oh, right, I was hurt over him. I don't know if that's what maybe made him think, Moan, what you talking me into running away and all that for the kibble. I don't know if that's what was going through. See, my baby was kind of told they kind of when he was in Barrera, he was told through his side of family. No, I was related to the Finnegan family, no.
Okay, so I've written up these statements now. So if there's anything that you recall or anything you'd like to add at all, if you can send us an email or a WhatsApp or anything like that, if there's anything you want to
Yeah.
add. So I'll just cover a few more things, and this is what I'll do is I'll write up the statements fully, and then I can give you a call back then when I send over the contracts, if you're happy to proceed with us. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine,
Yeah.
guys.
Okay, so if you decide to proceed with us as well, so you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorize us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so just so we're able to formally act for you as well, so we'll need verification, like identity for verification purposes. So we'll need photographic ID. So do you have a driving license or a passport or anything like that?
No, man, and
No?
see all this changes for the government. They're basically
Yeah.
saying something along the lines of if you've got benefit debt, man, they can take your driving license and that away, all
Yeah,
that carry on.
so if
So
not,
I think I've
yeah.
only ID I've got is my bus, government bus pass.
Yeah, so in regards to that, so we can do three letters instead. So with the proof of address, so we
Yeah.
need three letters with your name, address, and the date on it, as long as they're in the last 3 months. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
What benefit, what proof?
So just any kind of letter, so like the envelope, as long as it says your name, address, and it has a date on it, so
What,
they're
three
convenient.
letters, like utility, my bank
Yeah,
address, or that kind of
doctors,
stuff?
like yeah, as long as it can be anything, as long as it's got that information on it.
Yeah.
And then just a couple more questions. So have you received any relevant payments? So like criminal injuries compensation relating to anything that happened? Sorry, any advance payment scheme payments, anything like that?
The compensation regarding what?
So anything that happened to you? So anything
What?
relating to abuse or anything like that?
No, man,
No.
there's been a lot of medical, there's been a lot of what, medical negligence, man, a
Yeah.
lot of, no, but it's just every time I try and fight it, no, a lot of kind of jags in, like prison and that, only giving two jags and no giving the booster.
Yeah.
And correctly, and I've done my kind of investigation, and it's triggered me to get IBS and put me in a lot of pain through my life, no.
Yeah. And
And
how old were you when you were first placed in prison? How old were you when you were?
17, I think, man, going on 17. I was in home supervision, Bill.
Yeah, so with regarding that as well, so if you were under 18 in a prison, so was it like a young offenders?
Young offenders, pulling young offenders.
Yeah, so that also counts as an institution regarding the Scottish Redress. So if you experience any abuse while in that young offenders, you can also add that one on.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you
I
want to?
was fighting a lot, man. It was their petty things, man. Teaspoons, like tapping a teaspoon and that. I don't really. Just it was just no abuse, man. It was just basically what wrongly advised, man. No, but basically I was doing 4.5 months, and I think it was in 2002,
Yeah.
and they told me I was get two jags, and they says would follow me outside and give me my booster to stop me receiving the symptoms of IBS. And then they changed the whole system about, man, saying it's different reasons. No, they just then basically try to cover their back. And every time I try and fight it, I end up in trouble. It was the nurse that told me that, man. No, it was like when I read the wee brochure things, they were basically saying they're putting HEPA into your body, and the booster's put in place to stop you receiving the symptoms of IBS, which triggered my IBS. And
Yeah.
now through the years, they've put me in prison for years and years, and then what they've done, man, is they've covered all their tracks and made up other excuses, no, telling the people different things
Yeah,
just to cover their back, no.
so whilst you were there, so you experienced all these like the medical neglect and things like that. So were you ever physically assaulted by any of the staff? Were you punished in any way?
Just basically for digging through the wall, man, no, because I was digging, but I was kind of like the first time in jail, and I was kind of adjusting into that long time, no, like time and boxed in wee tight room cells. I kind of was just, I was next door neighbour, well, my cell neighbour was wanting smokes through the pipes, and I was giving him smokes through the pipes, and he was telling me, can I just come through the wall and all that? So I started digging through the wall,
Yeah.
and then they kind of came, but they didn't really assault me, they just stripped me naked down in the, put me down in the digger, and that was part of their protocol. You know, they're kind of doing their job basically.
So that's in regards to that. So they stripped
they
you naked,
it,
and
they
where
didn't,
did they put
they
you?
They didn't, they just, they hurted me with their locks, either with their locks, lock A and lock B, but that's what they're trained to do, I think.
But they shouldn't have been. So anything that happened to you that you think that probably maybe shouldn't have happened, so like you said, if you were, you said you were assaulted with locks.
It's like, they're trained if I'm a danger to myself or a danger to them, they put me into kind of like discipline locks, man, to kind of control my anger, you know, for me kind of like going after ales or uproaring, basically. They're trained in that way to tease that happening, you know, to diffuse that situation.
Yeah, and then you said that you were stripped naked. What, and then they sent you where?
The digger. Solitary, I think it was, man. I don't know how many days it was. It was like a couple of days or something.
So you were just left like that in solitary?
I was left in solitary. I don't know how many days I was in there for. Can't really remember exact. Just a big bad world, man. No, see, people make mistakes, man. They keep wriggling at it, man. No, and I can't even meet these people. They're just too powerful, man. No, I think they've got too many power of wealth and power of money and power of contacts and high people in high places. And it's just like when they make these mistakes, man, it's just they use their job power rights, man, to kind of fight against you, you know what I mean? They,
yeah,
they use all the laws and all that, and the rules have made up. So they do their homework before they kind of target you.
Yeah. Okay, so is what I'll do. So I will go back to everything that we've spoken about today. I've made notes and stuff, so I'll write up all the statements, okay?
Yeah.
So regarding the application, there's two types of applications that we can pursue for you under the scheme. So there's the fixed payment of $10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of what you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've spoken about today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. So you won't be required to do any meetings with the redress scheme at all in person. So we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So we'll do everything for you. So just one more question. So regarding your criminal convictions, so
yeah,
is there any way you've been in imprisonment for over 5 years?
No, I think the longest time I got was 4.5, and I just done 3 years, and I got out on parole because I kind of done all my courses and that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so what I'll do now is I will write up all your statements for you, and then I'll give you a call back shortly when they're all sorted. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
That's okay. Thank you for sharing and thank you for your time today. So I will give you a call back shortly, okay? If you have any questions in the meantime, just feel free to give us a call. My name is Francesca, by the way, if you were to ask for me. Yeah. But yes, is what I'll do. So I will write all these up and I'll give you a call back shortly, okay?
Right, I appreciate it. Thanks, Francesca.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Right, take care.
Shortly, okay? Take care.
Bye.
Bye.